So we're finished in Vegas? Kevin asked. Mickey shook his head. Only the casinos working with Plymouth have access to this list. In those casinos, you're marked men. Plymouth takes a very proactive stance. They've got this point guy, a tough mother named Vincent Cole. He's got a real hard-on for card counters. Kevin pictured the gangly man with the silver hair and weathered cheeks, wondering if he was Vincent Cole. There's a story making the rounds about Cole, Mickey continued. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's pretty frightening. Supposedly, a year ago, he back-roomed a player from an Australian team he'd been tracking for 6 months. First, he went through the regular routine, told him to get against the wall, took a few Polaroids, made him sign a trespass act. Kevin's eyes continued scanning the Facebook while he listened. On the fourth page, he found Dylan and Jill, Kiana and Tay. He imagined the man with weathered cheeks scrutinizing the same pictures, matching the faces with the video stills from the casinos. After the guy signed the trespass act, Mickey went on, Cole told the security guards to leave and lock the door behind them. Then he pulled out a gun. Kevin looked up from the list. Mickey's face had gone dead serious. He asked the card counter to tell him how much he'd won over the past year. The card counter was too scared to say anything. Then Cole took a $500 chip out of his pocket and tossed it to the poor guy. You've eaten a lot of our chips over the past year, Cole said, but this is the one you're going to remember. Kevin tensed as he braced for the finish. Mickey looked at him, then Martinez, then Fisher. Cole made the guy swallow it. Halfway down his throat, the thing got stuck. The guy turned as purple as a chip. He almost choked to death right there in the back room. Then somehow he got it down. Cole let him go, but the poor Australian never counted cards again. He learned his lesson. Probably learned it again when the chip worked its way out the other side. Fisher shifted uncomfortably on the couch. That's a fucking myth. That never happened. Mickey shrugged. I don't know. Maybe it is an urban legend. But I'm telling it to you because I want you to be careful. You make mistakes and shit happens. To all of us. Kevin understood. Mickey was making a statement, perhaps implying that if they hadn't kicked him off of their team, this might never have happened. Maybe he was right. Maybe they had been too caught up in their success. Maybe they had made mistakes. But at least they knew now. It was never going to be the same. Kevin knew they should have been thankful. They had made a lot of money and none of them had gotten hurt. Kevin could handle the audit. He had his job, his apartment, and his family. He didn't need card counting. He didn't need to go up against guys like Vincent Cole. Then again, the thought of giving up, just like that, bit at Kevin down deep. He didn't need card counting, but he didn't want to be forced out of it by the casinos. So what can we do? He asked, handing the sheaf of photos back to Mickey. Fisher looked like he was going to jump down Kevin's throat. There are still dozens of casinos that don't work with Plymouth. We can start over. We can get new aliases, Martinez broke in. We tighten our security, pick our team more carefully, and we travel more. There are casinos all over the world. Kevin touched his lips. He wished he could be as optimistic as Martinez and Fisher, but he wasn't sure the risk was worth the return. Foreign countries were guided by foreign laws. Card counting in Vegas was one thing. Despite Mickey's story, the practice was relatively safe. But Kevin had learned a lesson in Louisiana, and a foreign country who knew what could happen. Maybe we should take some time, Kevin said. Slow down a bit. We get right back on the horse, Fisher said, jabbing a finger toward Kevin's face. We find out the casinos that don't work with Plymouth, and we hit them hard. We go to Monte Carlo, Montreal, the Bahamas. Anywhere they've got blackjack, we can make just as much money as before.